This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. There we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call today. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line, we've got one up and running. While we're live, it plays USA Prepares. Plays other broadcasts when we are not live. That telephone number is 712-770-9418. 712-770-9418, provided by Global Star. And we are live from 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Finelli. We've got Lark in Texas, and we're going to raise the bar. Lark believes that language is important. I am in total agreement. We're going to be talking about communitarianism. This is not doublespeak. This is true. And you're going to learn a lot. Lark will use a lexicon replete with polysyllabic words. No question about it. Lark in Texas is a retiring fellow. He likes simple things. He likes tinkering, piddling, whittling, reading, writing, doodling, and other things. He says he has no money, no friends, or family that would claim him. He's two smart dogs and one tough woman whom rely on him to feed and fetch and amuse them. Mostly they leave him to his own devices. He has strong opinions. He has unfathomable ideas. And he says that he has no friends. And that's a stretch. That's a stretch. I know three friends personally. Actually, more than three. And that would be Steve Elkins, John Stattmiller, Rick Miller, a whole bunch of USA Prepares instructors, and me. So, but he loves conversation. He is articulate, and he is a dear friend of mine. Welcome, Lark.
Well, thank you. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Did I say anything that wasn't true?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty much a dull fellow, you know. But.
Okay. Let me change that perception. So John Stattmiller came up here to the farm, and Lark was with him. So these two guys drove up together from Texas. And we had a whole house full. We had Ricky Rocket. We had Aaron Dakins. A whole bunch of us were here. And so it was breakfast time, and Lark is a fabulous cook. Actually, he's a chef. And he dove in and asked if he could prepare a meal for us, breakfast, and there he was. And with incredible efficiency, he prepared a fabulous breakfast. So Lark is not a dull fellow. And, you know, he can be the center of attention very quickly and very easily. And you're going to find out why in just a few minutes. Lark, some people might say they're just an American. What would you say to that? Lark, did I lose you?
No, repeat your question, Vinny, if you don't mind.
Some people might say they're just an American. What would you say to that?
I would say that describes myself. I'm just an American. I don't personally like labels. And so when I describe myself as just an American, I actually spell it a little differently. It's rather much a play on words. I spell it J-U-S-T-A-N-U-M-E-R-I-C-A-N. So I kind of cling to my own definition of what is an American.
And it sounds to me like that play on words has something to do with being a number. Is that correct?
It could be. You know, that word, that root word, Latin, J-U-S, has something to do with justice. And, indeed, America could have something to do with a number, because this is the system that we're a part of today. We are all really just, we're just numbers.
By the system, we're numbers. But if you look at us closely, we're individuals. So the system thinks of us as a number, and we can absolutely positively prove it. For example, I have a permit that allows me to drive throughout the United States somewhat freely, you know, somewhat freely, unless I draw the attention of the other team and they want to, you know, have some fun, you know, stop me, pull me over, take a look in my car and, you know, remove parts and, you know, seats and things like that, which have been done. So I have a number that they refer to, and it's on this little card that says driver's license. So I'm a number to those people, and I'm a number to the government in another way. They've given me a social security number, which I really had no say in. They just told my parents, you will do this, and my parents said, yep, okay. Just like all the other parents did, and so I have another number. So I have multiple numbers. And then the credit card companies, they don't like those numbers. Well, I sort of like them, but not completely, and they've given me different numbers. And then telephone companies give me another number. And then the state tells me I live in another number, you know, a specific street number or road number or highway number. So I'm just an American also. And I've got lots of numbers. And my cars have numbers and letters. You know, these little metal tags that say what those numbers and letters are. So, yeah, we are just Numericans. You're absolutely right. Any further comments on that? Yes.
There are two words that are, I think, are rather interesting. Let's say three words. The first is this word socioeconomics. Socioeconomics is a portmanteau that is said to have been coined by Mikhail Gorbachev and Amitai Etzioni, who is the founder of the Communitarian Network here in the States. And the other two words are enculturation and acculturation. Now, enculturation, spelled E-N, culturation, is what happens when your mother teaches you to use a fork at the dinner table when you're a child. And acculturation is when you are being socialized or acculturated by outside agency, outside of your own experience, your own conditioning, your own socialization. And we can liken these things, the definitions of these two words and how they interplay in our lives, as really about a conqueror and the conquered, the governors and the governed. We can think back to The Art of War by Sun Tzu. And this is the reality of the world we live in today. We are being, we're experiencing death by a thousand cuts because we're behind enemy lines and we're surrounded by zombies and criminals who've jumped on to the communitarian bandwagon. And communitarianism is the one word that all intelligent Americans should be familiar with, but they're not familiar with it. They're not talking about it. And there's your evidence right there. We are being acculturated, vanquished, conquered by outside agencies, alien forces. And this happens on a daily basis. So, you know, Walt Kelly was a former Disney animator and the syndicator of a popular cartoon during World War II. It was called Pogo. Pogo is a doughboy in a trench, and he's peering up above his trench or his foxhole, and inscribed below the cartoon is the caption, "We have met the enemy, and he is us." However, today we can say, because we have a new word in the dictionary, many new words, we have met the frenemy, and he is us. Frenemy is a new word that's in the Oxford English Dictionary, and it combines the words friend and enemy. You know, you might recall that a recent Oxford English Dictionary Word of the Year was this word, post-truth. So, this is really the reality of our times. My subject matter is not popular with people because they don't want to hear it, that they themselves could be part of the problem. So, I like to use the analogy of the three C's. These three words, beginning with the letter C, will tell you if you're part of the problem or you're part of the solution. And the first one is compliant. The second is complacent. And the third one is complicit. If you are one, if one of these words describes you, then probably all three of them describe you. And, of course, that word complacent is spelled C-O-M-P-L-A-I-S-A-N-T. This is a person who's eager to please. He's the go-along-to-get-along type. Compliant is someone who follows orders, takes instructions easily and willingly. And complicit describes a person who is actually an aider and abettor of organized crime, whether they realize it or not. And such people are often referred to as unwitting dupes and useful idiots.
Mark, we're going into a break, and we're in class, we're talking about communitarianism. And I'll tell you what happened to me with respect to the word compliant when we come back. You might find it interesting. I even got a letter about it. Larkin, Texas, and I'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Lark in Texas is with us. Class, Lark in Texas, not Lark from Texas. There are two different meanings. So I had a medical doctor, and I was being treated for a serious problem several years ago. And I got a letter in the mail that said I was being fired as a patient for non-compliance. So what is a non-compliant patient? Well, it's defined as a patient who does not listen to or follow medical advice or treatment recommendations. That's a non-compliant patient. And doctors will fire you. They'll get rid of you as a patient. They'll say, you got 30 days to find another doctor, and we're not going to help you find one because you're non-compliant. So basically, they throw you overboard. So, Lark, I meet one of the three definitions that you've talked about with the three C's. And I have a feeling that that is a single thread that runs through all of your instructors and the class, that we are independent thinkers. We don't necessarily follow the herd because they're all going that way to slaughter. We think for ourselves, or we're learning to think for ourselves. And we're certainly not complacent. Lark, your comments? You've met a number of us.
And if you were to see a psychiatrist, he would tell you, he or she would tell you, that you're probably suffering from oppositional defiance disorder, or ODD.
Hmm. Well, that's
true.
Which, of course, is born from
dissociative identity disorder, or DID. And in the future, you can watch for something else. It's called continuous partial attention.
Ah, that's everywhere.
And this is what's happening. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with the probably you are, Vincent, a buffalo jump. Well, this is what the North American Plains Amerindians were wont to do on a regular basis with the bison herds. They would routinely stampede them towards the edge of an abyss, to the edge of a cliff. And then they would harvest the skin, the bones, the meat that would be the result of herding these animals to the edge of a cliff and into a ravine. And so what has happened in America, for instance, it's happening all over the world, but the best and the brightest amongst us are being wielded as weapons. You know, John Maynard Keynes, in an address at Harvard University post-World War II, you can find this at Keynes at Harvard on the internet. He said that the Marxian socialist had it all wrong, because the Marxian socialist wanted to appeal to the proletariat, the working man, the wage slave, in hopes that a significant number of them would gather their pitchforks and storm the Bastille. But the Fabian socialist had it all right. And by contrast, because the Fabian socialists wish to appeal to the success-driven, the careerist, the credentialist, the opportunist, the most beautiful amongst us, the most talented amongst us, the thought leaders. The type of people who are trotted out as exemplars of what it means to be successful and have a wonderful life, because they have so many attributes, accoutrements that the rest of us, or most of us, just don't have. We're not quite as beautiful. We're not as smart. We're not as talented. And we're not trust fund babies. Those are the people that are leading the communitarian charge today in America.
Trust fund babies. We're talking about, oh, Prince Charles maybe? Harry? People like that? We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It appears the Senate is poised to reject the idea of impeachment witnesses, as senators will take that vote later today in the president's impeachment trial. Senators wrapping up 2 full days of questioning impeachment managers and the president's defense lawyers. This all means that the impeachment trial could possibly wrap up at the end of the day or perhaps tomorrow. President Trump was touting recent trade deals as he held a campaign rally in Des Moines, Iowa last night.
Probably the biggest reason that I ran was the unfair trade that I've seen. And one after one, China, Mexico, Canada, Japan, South Korea. We've made all these deals, and we have plenty left over, plenty left over.
The Iowa caucuses are Monday, and this is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's gonna be sliding.
When are today's hot?
Why
are
you God, you're
take my
when you go to
the for 2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, my dad was an educator in the public training camp. And after World War II, he wanted to become a teacher. He went to the university. He studied what was necessary to become a teacher, and he taught the sciences. He taught physics and chemistry and also music. He was a musician. So he was a believer in the public training camp, but he modified his school. He became a teacher, and then he became a teaching principal, and then he became a principal, and then he became an acting superintendent of schools. And he decided that the children who were in his school were placed in classrooms incorrectly. So he realized that just because someone is X number of days old doesn't mean they should be grouped with other children about the same number of days old. He felt that they should be put in groups based on their ability to learn at a specific speed and based on what they already knew and how they learned. So he took all the grades out of his school. There were no grades, per se, as you would think of, you know, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, you know, 12th grades. And there was a television special that was done about that because it was revolutionary. But I don't know if it was revolutionary because before that we had one-room schoolhouses. Everybody was in the same room, you know, from young to 12th grade, for example. But that's what he did. And so my upbringing was that the public training camp was a good thing. And it was back in the 1950s. It changed. And when our children, our parents, my parents lived next to us. So we had like a family compound. Their house was 700 feet from ours. And so our children got a chance to spend a lot of time with their grandparents when they were growing up and they were young. And our children went to the public training camp until the oldest completed the sixth grade, and that was it. Our middle child completed the fourth grade, and that was it. And our youngest child never went to school, the public training camp. And when we took our children out of the public training camp, the principal, who I knew pretty darn well, spent a lot of time with him, said, "Vincent, how are your children," but he didn't call them that, he called them kids, "how are your kids going to socialize?" And that was a word that Larkin, Texas used earlier in this broadcast. How are they going to socialize? And I said to him, why? Why would I want our children to socialize with young thugs? So, you know, how are they going to get along in society? Well, that's not a problem. Everything will be a lesson. We will go to the supermarket together. We will talk about cost per ounce. We'll talk about reading the labels. We'll talk about what those words mean in the ingredients, the chemicals like BHA, BHT, other carcinogens. We'll talk about what that means. Everything will be a lesson. Everything. And then for, you know, getting along with people that are hard to get along with, that's no problem. They will go to karate classes many times a week. And they competed in the state championship. They competed in the dojo championships. They competed in the regional six state championships. And they competed in the national championship. So we taught them how to fight. So that's how we dealt with socialization. Because we did not want our children to grow up learning how to be a thug. Lark, your comments?
I have somewhat of a similar experience. I remember in the fifth grade, I was living in Japan. I was a military dependent. My dad was U.S. Air Force. And the teacher pulled a couple of us out of the class because it was thought that we should be taking more advanced classes. Both of us were straight A students at the time. My friend was black. I'm white. And so we participated outside of the classroom in advanced testing. And both of us were testing at college level. He was stronger in certain areas. I was stronger in others. Mostly he was tilted towards math and science. And I was tilted more towards the language arts. But then the family, my dad was stationed back to the States. And we wound up in Bossier City, Louisiana, in 1966. And again, I'm now in the sixth grade. Again, I'm making straight A's. Finally, my parents decided that there was something wrong. That I was acing these classes. I wasn't even really doing my homework. And so she felt, especially my mother, that there was something wrong. Something was amiss. And so she arranged for me to be transferred to another elementary school. And this elementary school teacher, whose classroom I was assigned, her name was Jessie Jones. Tall, handsome woman, nearing retirement, clearly intelligent. And I've never experienced a teacher like her. Whereas my previous teacher regarded me as almost her classroom pet, which is something that I didn't feel good about because the other students don't particularly like the teacher's pet, and I didn't really want to be the teacher's pet. But I was always gregarious, and I was fun-loving, and I was pretty well-rounded. I loved sports and the usual things. I was taking an interest in girls. But anyway, as it turned out, I quickly discovered that this teacher and her curriculum were somewhat, and in some cases far ahead of where the curriculum had taken me and my classmates at another school. She was also religious. She used to almost dance up and down the aisles between the desks. And she would sing things like, "Oh God, help me get out of the gutter, get out of the gutter." And I was shocked by this because I wasn't allowed to go to church at the time. My parents wanted me to make that choice on my own when I was old enough to make it. It did happen later when I was around 15 years old. But in 1966, Louisiana, I remember that we were urged to participate in the National Spelling Bee. And so myself and a fifth grader of that same elementary school were the finalists, and there was going to be a spell-off. This was a contest between myself and this other student in the fifth grade at the principal's office. So I show up at the principal's office for the spelling bee, and the first thing I noticed is that both of them are wearing these funny little hats. And I didn't say anything. I was taught to be polite and respectful of my elders, especially at all times. And I later learned that those hats were kippahs. And so apparently it was a Jewish holiday. Both the principal and the fifth grade student apparently were Jewish. Now, I didn't know this at the time, but something was up in my mind. I didn't know what. Anyway, we had this the contest. We typically run like a spelling bee, and both of us correctly answered a few words, and then a word was assigned to me that I spelled in my mind the only way I'd ever seen it written. And it was a British spelling. The principal said that I was incorrect. My competitor then proceeded to answer the next word assigned to him correctly, which meant the fifth grader was now the champion of the school and would be participating on a district level to advance in the National Spelling Bee, and I was the loser. At the time, I asked, was there anything in the rules about the differences between British spellings of words and American spellings of words? And he said, well, not exactly, but I have I have the last word, according to the rules. In other words, the discretion is mine, and what you spelled was a word that's not in the American lexicon. And so, anyway, I accepted it because, you know, as a sportsman, I was taught to be a good sport. Shook the principal's hand, my competitor's hand, and moved on back to the classroom. The teacher asked, during the recess, she called me aside. She says, well, how did it go? And she had a smile on her face, as if she already knew. I explained to her what happened. I said, there's nowhere in the rule book that there was to be a differentiation between British and American spellings of words, and yet the principal decided that I would be the loser in this contest. She had a smile on her face the whole time. I learned later that she had had a lot of conflict with this principal. Remember, this is in 1966. She taught myself and the class an important lesson. She explained that this word human had always been used as an adjective and most commonly to describe the noun being, as in human being. But the schools had changed. And you remember later on we had things like new math. Civics was replaced by social studies. Well, this preceded this. Again, 1966. She said when she was growing up and the way she learned it in academia, when she went to college, human was always an adjective to describe the noun being. And I asked her why that was. And she said that they wanted to separate man from God.
Let's talk more about that when we come back. And very interesting. And I remember being in class using the word human being.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Lark in Texas is with us, and I remember the new math, Lark. Back around third or fourth grade, they pulled the rug out from under us, and they said, okay, we're going to learn a new way of doing this. This is called the new math, and it was cumbersome, it was complicated, it was hard to learn, it was miserable, and it's been miserable ever since. It was a failed experiment, at least in my opinion. And I was taught another way of, I had a wonderful seventh grade teacher. And his name was Dawson. And he taught us the Austrian method of subtraction. And I'll just tell you what it is, class. It's really simple. If you notice that young people don't seem to know how to make change anymore. So let's say you buy something for $87. And you happen to have a $100 bill. For example. This is to make it easy on the radio. Well, you don't have to do the subtraction. Say 100 minus 87 is 13. You don't have to do that. What you do is you say 87 plus $3 is 90, and 10 more equals 100. And you can count this out from your hand to the other person, the buyer's hand. And you can say, okay, that was 87. 1, 2, 3, that's 90. And here's a 10, that makes 100. Done. Very simple. And so we've convoluted our educational system. We have taken out the lexicon of words that are more descriptive. Children are using emojis. They're using one or two or three letters to denote complete thoughts. I don't understand what they're saying. It makes no sense to me. And I tell them, if you can't explain it, I can't help you. Lark, your thoughts?
Well, you know, Major John Rawlins Rees, who headed up the Tavistock Institute in Britain during World War II, he consulted with a linguist by the name of C.K. Ogden. And this linguist was famous for what he called basic English. And in it, he posited that the British people, through their language, could take over the world more efficiently if they could reduce the language to some 850 words. And 200 would be nouns, and the rest would be other words. The only other words which would be permitted in such a schema would be the names of persons, places, and things, or proper names, proper nouns. Well, since that time, I remember in the 70s, Rune Arledge of ABC Sports was promoted as president of the news division, and this caused quite a scandal. And within 2 weeks, he gave a press conference in which he said that he would be employing what was now euphemistically known as BASIC. And this is what happened. They've dumbed down the language deliberately. This is all part of the plan to what we know today is true, that the language of commerce worldwide is largely English. And I see it more and more, as you just described, in the social media online. You mentioned emojis. People don't use punctuation. They don't bother with capitalization. All this seems rather superfluous. A lot of people may not know this, but George Soros' father was an advocate for Esperanto. Esperanto was called a universal language. And people who study language today consider that the problems with mankind began at the Tower of Babel. And with the dispersion of the tribes, the clans, with the diaspora, as it sometimes is known, the language splintered in a thousand and a million different directions. And so we're not communicating with each other very well anymore. I know in this country, you can use words like constitution, conservative, liberal, and you're not sure that if you have an idea about the definition for that word, that it comports with another person's or person's plural idea of the same word. And so what are we really doing but talking past one another? Imagine
very well said.
Imagine the words the public sphere. Is it S-P-H-E-R-E, the public sphere, or the public F-E-A-R, sphere? Which one do you hear?
Very well said, Mark. Very well said. And my biggest opponent in the public school system when I was a consultant was a black English teacher who wanted the students to use computers for writing their papers, and she wanted to teach Ebonics.
Wow.
We held her off at the pass until I left. Lark, thanks so much for being with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.